Masechtas Trumas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah has continued discussing Truma that was planted and now is growing plants. And we mentioned previously that Chazal decreed that although Midiraisa, what grows from this plant, from the Truma seeds, are considered Chulin, but Chazal decreed that it has to be treated like Truma Midirabanan. However, that's only in regards to the fact that it cannot be eaten by a non-Kain. But in other halachas, it's treated like chulin, as we're going to see in the next two Mishnais. Mishnah Beis, v'chayavas b'leket u'v'shircha u'v'peah. The produce that grows from these plants that were truma seeds are going to be obligated in leket shircha peah, which we discussed in Masechtas Peah. Leket is things that he leaves behind, stalks that fall behind while he's harvesting. Shircha are bundles that he forgets and left behind, or parts of his field that he forgets to harvest. And peah is the corner of the field that he's obligated on leaving behind for the poor people. These things are all left behind for the poor people, and they're obligated by chulin. Truma, they're not obligated, but this is only considered a truma in the fact that it's usher to a non-kayan, but it has these obligations. V'ani yisrov ani kiyana malaktim. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah says that both poor people, whether they're Yisraelim or whether they're Kahanim, they're allowed to collect this lecha shecha peah. However, Baniya Yisrael, Meichrin, Eshelahem, Lekahanim, Ben Mei Truma, the Yisraelim, poor people that collect these lecha shecha peah, they can't eat it themselves because it has to be eaten by a Kain, so they can sell it to a Kain for the value of Truma, which is a lower value because of supply and demand. He's going to get a lower rate for it because it's only edible for Kahanim. But he can sell it for whatever money he can get, v'adam shalahem, and he's allowed to keep the money. Reb Tarfon disagrees, and he says, lo yalaktu ela aniya kahanim, only kahanim, poor people, should collect these things, shema yishkechu v'yidnu l'techpiyam, because while they're busy, involved in collecting it, they may forget and put it in their mouths and eat it, and that'll be a problem if it's Yisrael, therefore only kahanim should pick it up. Amalei Reb Akiva responded to Reb Tarfon, and Cain, if that's so, then lay laktu ela taharim. Even in regards to kahanim, you should only allow a kain that's tahar to gather. Because if we're concerned, people might inadvertently just stick it in their mouth. A kain who's tame is not allowed to eat truma either. And so then, if you have that concern, you shouldn't allow even a kain who's poor man. If he's tame, he shouldn't be allowed to cluck. And that's obviously not the case. Nowhere do we find any such differentiation. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva was coming to disagree on Reb Tarfon and say that we must not have this concern at all. And even if the poor people are Yisraelim, they can collect it. We're not concerned. They may eat it, and they will sell it to a kain. Mishnah Gimel, mechayeves b'maisrus. The produce that grows from these plants of truma seeds are obligated in maisrus. That's maiser rishon and maiser sheni, and this is because in this regard we treat it like chulin. Uba Meiser Ani, and it's obligated in the Meiser Ani that's given to the poor people on every other year, on the third and sixth year of the Meiser cycle. V'ani Yisrael, v'ani Kehanim, Neitzlin, both Ani Yisrael and Ani Kehanim can take this Meiser Ani. However, v'ani Yisrael, Meichrin, Eshelahem, L'Kehanim, B'dmei Truma, the Yisrael of Aniyim that collect it, they're going to sell that produce to Kaihanim for whatever money they can get for it, the value of Truma, V'adamam Shalem, and they get to keep it. Over here, Reb Tarfon doesn't disagree, and he agrees that the Aniyah Yisrael can receive this. Only previously in the last Mishnah, where they were actually collecting it in the field, since they were busy and he was distracted, he may come to forget and eat it. But over here, where he's not actually picking it, he's just receiving the Maiser Ani from the Yisrael, from the Baal Bayis, so then we're not concerned he's going to forget and eat it. He's going to know that it's Truma Midrabanan and he has to sell it to a kain. The Mishnah continues, HaChayveit Meshubach. Someone who beats the seeds over here out of the grain is Meshubach, is praiseworthy. And that means that basically he's doing the threshing with his own hand by manual people labor. And he's not having animals thresh it. Because regarding produce that's treated like Truma, an animal is not allowed to eat it unless it's an animal belonging to a kayin. And we don't want the animals eating from this produce that grew from these Truma plants. So if he's going to manually himself beat the grain to get the seeds out, that's Meshubach, that's praiseworthy. V'adash, But if he's going to thresh it, keset yase, what should he do to prevent the animal from eating it? He can't just muzzle the animal because muzzling is usher. This is a lot, laisase, laisaksam sharvadisha. You can't muzzle your animal while it's threshing. So what does he do? Taila kafifais bitzavaria behima. He should hang baskets from the neck of the animal. And he should put in the basket from the same species that is being threshed. So if they're threshing wheat, he should put wheat in the basket, regular chulin wheat. And the animal will eat the wheat in the basket and he won't eat the wheat on the floor. Nimsa lezeim mesabeim, and it comes out that he's not muzzling the behemoth because the animal could eat. V'leim ma'echel asa truma, nor is he feeding the animal the truma because he's providing other chulin in the basket instead.